Teddy Roosevelt signed the order creating 53 wildlife reservations on February 27, 1909, less than a week before the conclusion of his second term as President of the United States. Sound familiar? But in the late Victorian period, Alaska was considered the very ends of the earth, and the designation of 5 reservations in the territory had the backing of some of the biggest names in the early conservation movement. In 1899, a railroad magnate named Edward Henry Harriman chartered a steamship to explore Alaska. Debbie Corbett, an archaeologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Anchorage, says the Harriman expedition became something much more than a rich man's fancy.
He wanted to come to Alaska, this exotic new land, and he chartered a vessel, invited his friends and family, and they were going to come up on a hunting expedition, and then he decided to bring along scientists.
Among those scientists were the naturalists John Muir and John Burroughs, 2 pillars of contemporary conservation. The legacy of the Harriman expedition is mixed, particularly in regard to the amount of cultural material collected, but the naturalists on board realized that as large and as wild as the territory was, Alaska was at risk.
They collected for museums, and they took notes, and they documented the places they went, and they also noted that major changes were occurring in Alaska. I think the idea was that this was going to be a pristine landscape, you know, untouched by modern man, and the signs of exploitation were everywhere, so the scientists were documenting that.
The link between the Harriman expedition and Teddy Roosevelt was George Bird Grinnell. By the time he traveled with Harriman, Grinnell and other like-minded naturalists and writers had grown appalled at the number of birds killed, by some estimates 5 million annually, for the women's apparel industry. In 1905, he founded the Audubon Society, which 4 years later would nominate St. Lazaria Island and 52 other areas as reservations for birds for the signature of a sympathetic president in the final days of his administration. Leslie Slater is a biologist with the Alaska Maritime Wildlife Refuge. She thinks the people who protected St. Lazaria and the other reservations had extraordinary vision.
All these different naturalists who were sort of surveying the world at that time may not have had a real grasp of everything that's out there. So for them to recognize St. Lazaria as one of those unique places is pretty remarkable.
Slater's office is in the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge Visitor Center in Homer. Still, she has spent most of the last 14 summers camped at a monitoring station on St. Lazaria. Slater, 2 or 3 research assistants, and 500,000 storm petrels, tufted puffins, rhinoceros auklets, and murres. Slater says St. Lazaria is unique in the bird world for 2 reasons. First, it's forested, though the soils are very soft, providing good habitat for burrow nesters. Second, Lazaria has land mammals, though luckily they don't stay long.
Occasionally there will be the visit by a brown bear, which when that happens, they tend to dig up a swath of land and get into the burrow nesting areas where we've got storm petrels and rhinoceros auklets and tufted puffins nesting. And in those cases, the bears, I think, are just making very short visits to the island, and it really isn't a good situation for them to be able to forage efficiently, so they leave fairly promptly.
Slater says monitoring seabird populations should go on indefinitely on St. Lazaria. Population dynamics and food supply remain the big questions. Slater says that larger issues like climate change are more readily documented in the Arctic, but in temperate areas, places like St. Lazaria Island could provide clues to more subtle changes over time. The Fish and Wildlife Service is planning a formal celebration of the centennial of the refuge this summer. Along with St. Lazaria Island, President Roosevelt set aside other Alaskan reservations at St. Matthew Island, the Pribilofs, Bogoslof Island near Unalaska, and Chiswick Island near Homer. Events in Sitka will be in late June and will include an official boat trip and tour of Lazaria. The island gets few visitors. It is exposed and difficult to land on, and almost literally covered in bird nests. Slater says the rare boatload of tourists will be welcome, but guests will have to stay on the trails. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.